People all over Ireland are being asked to light a candle in memory of every child that has been killed in Gaza. The initiative, which will take place at the beginning of May, is organised by the group Gael Erson Gaza, and moves are underway in Clare to take part in the event. And to find out more on this, I'm joined in studio by Carol McNamara. Carol, a very good morning to you.
Morning, Alan. Thanks for having me.
Thanks very much for coming in. So you're in Clare, you're liaising with Gael Erson Gaza, who are based in Waterford. Can you tell us first off, Carol, if you don't mind, a little bit about the group?
Sure. Gael Erson Gaza are based in, as you said, in around Ring in County Waterford. I have family connections to that area, so I saw this on Facebook, and their idea was to come together as a group of people and generally fundraise and raise awareness about the situation in Gaza. So they've done a number of events, but they came up with this idea. I think they launched it in February, which is called Solace to Forty Gaza, Light a Candle for the Children of Gaza. And it's a very simple idea, but the idea really is that across Ireland at the same time, on Wednesday, May the 1st, people will either in groups, which we can talk about where those gatherings are, or in their own homes, light a candle, particularly to highlight what's happened to children out there. Now, there has been a lot of fundraising done already. This particular one is for Palestine Children's Relief Fund. They're very busy working on the ground and getting aid out there. But the idea is just that, I mean, we're now looking at 14,000 plus children that have lost their lives.
It's unthinkable, isn't it? It really is.
It is unthinkable. And those children are, you know, only, I mean, so many of them, there's a very large percentage of children in Gaza, of their population. It's a very young population, and I think families are quite big. But the idea of losing your child, and not only that, but there are so many thousands of children lost under the rubble who are missing. There are 30,000, I mean, who knows the exact figures, but there are 30,000 children wounded, and there are at least 17,000 children who have been orphaned. And when we say orphaned, we don't just mean that they've lost their parents. A lot of them do not have a significant adult in their life at all, because in some cases, every member of their family have been wiped out.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that it's a good idea to have a day which is specifically about children. And I think that we can become fatigued watching stuff on the television. But I mean, even last weekend, there were 13 children killed in Rafah in Israeli airstrikes. We're not really even, it's not as much on our radar. So this initiative, I think, will bring it back onto our radar, you know.
I think you're right there, because I suppose the bubbling tension between Israel and Iran has become the new kind of almost main story, which is probably deflecting a little bit from continuing events in Gaza. But I suppose, Carol, that given there's a real empathy and care from Irish people in general, generally speaking, to the plight of Palestinians and what's going on in Gaza, Gael Erson Gaza's events have proven to be very popular. And I'm sure this will be no different, because as you say, seeing the news, it's miserable, you can feel helpless, whereas this idea is something where you feel like you were doing something, and you were doing something positive in relation to an awful, awful situation.
I think it's a very accessible thing to do. And yes, I do. I think it's a very accessible thing to do. I think it's an easy thing to light a candle. And I know that, do you want me to talk about the how we're organising it locally?
Oh yeah, please. Sorry, do. Yeah, yeah. Tell us how, because you're as I mentioned, the group are in Waterford, but you're very much based here. So are you spearheading
things with some like-minded people? And I suppose, as I say, I saw it on social media and thought, look, that's something we can do. Now, one of their suggestions is that we have gatherings in playgrounds. And that's very significant. I think that's very symbolic. I mean, these children that we are remembering aren't playing in playgrounds. They'll never play again in playgrounds like our children will. So I suppose what I thought about was, okay, let's see if we can get few people together in East Clare, where I live. And so to that end, we have got we have organised gatherings on May the 1st at 9:30 p.m. in Scariff Playground, which is in the Riverside Park, in Mount Shannon Playground, which is in the Ashter, and in Quinn Playground, and in Fecal. And I'm kind of delighted to get this opportunity to actually, anybody listening across Clare and anywhere in East Clare or in West Clare, Mid Clare, anywhere, I would be delighted if you want help with organising it, that I could put you, you know, I could give you the pointers. It's a really easy thing to organise. At the end of the day, it's a candle, it's a reflection. We will say a poem which we got from a Palestinian poet called Ahmed Mikad. We will read the names of children who have died, a sample of the names of children who have died, and we will light our candles and we will reflect, we'll take a moment. But of course the important thing is we're asking people to pledge some money. So we'd be very grateful for any money. The suggested donation was actually €5 per candle. And if people want to light their candle at home and not be part of a gathering somewhere, they can do that and then go to the GoFundMe page, Candles for Gaza, and pledge a donation. Some very famous people have got involved already.
An impressive roll call of names who are backing this campaign, Carol.
Absolutely.
I do have to say. Tell us who's behind it.
Well, Sabina Higgins. I mean, we have to mention, first of all, our First Lady in Oras an Uachtaráin. And that will be a very powerful thing, that at 9:30. And the time is 9:30 for the reason that it's just after sunset. And as well as Sabina, we have Damien Dempsey, my mind's gone blank, lots of people, celebrities, but
people like Mary Coughlan and Francis Black.
Sorry, I don't know some of them. I don't know about all of them. But I think the thing is that at the end of the day, we are all just individuals who, for even 10 minutes, could put aside 10 minutes on May the 1st and reflect on the children of Gaza and their predicament and raise funds for the Palestine Children's Relief Fund.
Because God knows that money is badly, badly needed. Everyone is aware of the aid efforts and I suppose how they've been hampered in helping people who are in an awful situation there.
Absolutely. You know, and in Scariff we have a family who have fled Gaza, who are living in Scariff now, and they have sought refuge in Scariff, and they will be with us on the night and will maybe share their experiences. They've just recently arrived about a month ago. So we at local level have, you know, even experienced firsthand. I mean, we're able to hear the stories from people who have, you know, lost everything over there.
And that must be conflicting emotions for that family, Carol, in that there must be immense relief, I suppose, at extricating themselves from the horrors of Gaza. But at the same time, you're living in a country far away from where you're actually from. Perhaps they have, you know, they've lost their home. Maybe they have other family members or friends still over there and they're worried about what's happening to them. It must be very, very difficult for them.
Fatima Harwood, who's the lady who came over, she's with her husband Fahar and her son Taib. And you might meet them someday, Alan. And they are fascinating, but they're fascinating to talk to. But what Fatima has said is, we have left Gaza behind physically only. And you can imagine the torture that goes on for them. But we have given them a big welcome in Scariff, and we look forward to them being with us on the night too. And they're making lots of friends in Scariff, and there's a lot of support for them.
Thankfully. So the GoFundMe page, Google that and you'll find it, and donate whatever you can. It'll go directly to the Palestine Children's Relief Fund and the Lighting Candles event to remember every child killed in Gaza is going to be happening on the 1st of May at 9:30 p.m. And I'm sure there'll be a significant swathe of the people across Clare-Carol who will take part in this to make this a gesture of solidarity with the people who face such devastation in Palestine. If people do want to tap into Carol's expertise on this, get in touch with us here, 086 1800 964. We can put you in touch with her to help you organise an event in your locality. Carol, we wish you the best of luck
with
that.
Thank you, Alan.
And it's a great initiative, and thank you for joining us this morning.